Dr. Ajay Kumar, when aspirations are sincere, efforts unpointed, and grace is obtained, the Lord Himself fulfills the noble desires of His devotees. This we have recently witnessed in the life of a friend and fellow devotee, Dr. Ajay Kumar of Pennsylvania. On 14th of June, Ajay left alone for a 2.5-week visit to Sri Ramanashramam. He had been planning the trip since February, and this was not his first visit since he heard of the Maharishi some 10 years ago. But during the last year or two, a noticeable change came over Ajay. His habits were abstemious. He would talk very little, eat very little, and though attending to all his required tasks in life, he expressed how he found no real purpose or satisfaction in them. His inner attention became centered on Bhagavan's life and teachings. Ajay would spend all his spare time and much of the quiet time at nights attending to what he found most meaningful, his spiritual ideal. And whatever little sleep he took was on the floor itself. In short, his Vairagya had matured considerably and his mind turned inward. Ajay appeared to have a premonition about not returning from this India trip. He expressed it to a devotee at the New York ashrama, but in no manner did it dampen his joy and inspiration upon reaching Bhagavan's abode on the morning of the 16th of June. He was like a carefree boy, joyously frolicking about his most cherished playground, Sri Ramanashramam. Ajay was cheerful and friendly to all, supremely happy, residing in his gracious father's abode. Then came the morning of Thursday, 26th of June. A messenger came to his room with a note at 7:45 a.m. Though the door was not locked from within, there was no response from Ajay when summoned. An official from the office was called for and upon entering the room found Ajay's lifeless body on his bed with his legs dangling down to the floor. At age 47, he had suffered a massive heart attack during the night. His body was preserved in an ice box. Relatives were contacted and gathered in HMR's cottage by Friday night, keeping vigil. Early Saturday morning, devotees grouped outside the cottage and chanted Akshara Manamale, and at 8 a.m., the body was taken to the cremation ground. The ashram president V.S. Ramanan, V. Ganesan, Captain Narayan, Chandramouli, along with Ajay's family members, followed. All the devotees at the ashrama felt that Dr. Ajay was certainly a blessed soul, coming all the way from the USA to lay his body at Arunachala and be absorbed in Sri Bhagavan. Only a few nights earlier, while doing pradakshina of Arunachala with devotees, Ajay expressed his fervent desire to shed his body there, at the feet of Arunachala. It was not the first time this was expressed. Being a physician, we can have little doubt that Ajay knew his heart. Ajay's mother had told Padmini, Ajay's wife, on several occasions that a Mahatma who saw Ajay soon after he was born commented that the boy was a yoga bhrashta, one who had slipped from his state of yoga. At some point in his life, it will all come back to him and he will return to his yogic state, he concluded. The Mahatma's words were fulfilled. On July 19th and 20th, devotees from Arunachala Ashrama gathered at Dr. Ajay's home in Hamilstown, PA. There, they recited Bhagavan's works, read his teachings, discussed about the rare good fortune of having Ajay's noble friendship. Padmini, her mother and daughter, with much fortitude and strength, acknowledged the wonderful good fortune of Ajay's destiny. Nevertheless, his family members and all devotees will certainly miss this rare soul and friend whose life and death proved a testimony to the Master's teachings and grace. Note, when Sri Bhagavan's father died, Bhagavan was 12 years, 7 weeks old. This was calculated while reading through Ajay's timeline of Bhagavan. Can we say it is only a coincidence that Ajay's only child, Natasha, was also 12 years, 7 weeks old upon his passing? Sri Ramana Leela, a timeline. Evidence of Dr. Ajay Kumar's one-pointed devotion to Sri Maharishi is found in the following extensive chronology he left us, detailing interesting and relevant events in Bhagavan's life gathered from various books. Om Sri Ramanarpanamastu. A life timeline created by Dr. Ajay Kumar. 1879, December 30, Monday, 1 a.m. Born at Tiruchuri, corresponding to 16, Margadi of Tamil year, Pramadi, Star Punarusu, Arudra Darshan Day. House where born is now called Sri Sundara Mandiram. Tiruchuri temple deities are Sri Bhuminatha and Mother Sri Sahayavalli, about which Sundaramurti and Manikavachakar have sung hymns. Blind nurse saw a wondrous light at the time of birth. Arudra Darshan commemorates the occasion when Shiva manifested himself to his devotees as Nataraja. It is also on this date that an endless column of light, Shiva's transcendental and immanent aspect, was to manifest as the benevolent Arunachala. Siblings, brother Nagaswami, 1878-1900, brother Nagasundaram, later known as Nirajarada or Chinnaswami, 1886-1953, January 29, died of heart disease, joined Bhagavan in 1917. Sister Alamelu Ammal, 1888-1953, January 3rd, died of liver disease. Nephew Vengatraman, Chinnaswami's son, at age 24, called to help ashram in 1938. Need for him to come and help confirmed by Bhagavan. Now, Ramanananda Saraswati, 1886, 6 years plus. We used to play in the Kalyana Madhabam, which is by the side of the temple. Our classes were also held there for some time. When Venkatraman was about 6 years old, he was reprimanded mildly for making kites and paper boats from an old disposed case bundle of lawsuits. The boy took it to heart and disappeared, and the search for him was fruitless. At the time of puja at the Mother Sri Sahayavalli shrine, the priest saw a figure silently seated behind the idol. It was the child, Venkatraman. 1891, 11 years plus, moves to Dindigul. After completing elementary education at Tiruchuri, spent 1 year in the first form at Dindigul. 1892, 12 years plus, February 18, death of father, Sundaramayyar, moves to Madurai to live with paternal uncle Subba Iyer. Studies at Scots Middle School and American Mission High School. 1895, 15 years plus, November, hears of Arunachala mentioned to him by an elderly relative. About the same time, or perhaps some months later, reads Periya Puranam. 1896, 16 years plus, about middle of July, death experience at Madurai, ending in complete and permanent realization of the self. House is now called Sri Ramana Mandiram. August 29, Saturday, leaves Madurai for Arunachala. September 1, Tuesday, arrives in Arunachala reports to inner shrine at the great temple Sri Arunachaleswara and mother Sri Abhitakuchamba. Upon leaving the temple and on his consent to getting his head shaved after being asked by someone, he was led to Ayyankulam tank and had his head shaved, threw away all his remaining money into the tank, stays in temple premises within the 1,000-pillared hall in Patala Linga, underground cellar, southeast corner. He was completely oblivious when he was bodily carried out of the Patala Lingam vault to the Subramanya shrine. Seshadri Swami tried to guard him. Gopura Subramanya shrine, 2 months stay, Manu Swami looks after. He then moved to adjoining flower garden and banana grove, and sometimes in the room where large floats were stored. Next sat under large ilupai tree or in the Mangai Pillayar shrine. Uddandi Nayanar became an attendant, returned to his mutt in 1897, revisited 7 years later, once or twice again, and died about 1916. 1898, 18 years plus, moved to Gurumurtham in the outskirts of the town. Less than a year and a half after his arrival at Thiruvannamalai, on Annamalai Thambiran's request, Palani Swami becomes the attendant, remains attendant for 21 years. After a little more than a year at Gurumurtham, Brahmana Swami moved to neighboring Mango Orchard in May 1898, staying there for about 6 months. May, Uncle Nalaipa Iyer visits Bhagawan at Mango Grove. Uncle Subba Iyer, with whom Bhagawan had stayed in Madurai, had died in the meantime. A month at Arunagirinatha Temple, then a week at one of the towers of the great temple and in the Alari Oleander Garden. He then moved to Pavalakundru. September, moves to Pavalakundru, on which there were an Ishwara temple, a spring, a cave, and a mutt at the foot. December, Mother Aragammal visits Bhagawan at Pavalakundru with Nagaswami. 1899, 19 years plus, February, moves to the hill Arunachala, stays in various caves up the hill, Sadguru Swami Cave, Guha Namaswaya Cave for short periods, then to Virupaksha Cave, but mostly in Virupaksha Cave. Lived here for 17 years, using Mango Tree Cave near Mulaipal Tirtham as summer residence. His first cave on the hill was the Virupaksha. Virupaksha Deva, 15th century saint. 1900, 20 years plus, between 1900 and 1902, replies to questions put by Gambhiram Seshaya, devout Ram Bhakta, studying various yogas at Virupaksha Cave, later published as Self-Inquiry. 1902, 22 years plus, answers questions asked by Siva Prakasam Pillai. Who Am I? Published in 1923. 1905, 25 years plus, moves to Pachayaman Koil for 6 months during the plague epidemic, returns to the hill. 1907, 27 years plus, November 18, Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni previously had visited Sri Bhagawan twice in 1903-1904, visits Bhagawan. Bhagawan imparts Upadesa to the Muni. In a letter Muni wrote next day, he declared that the Swami should be called Bhagawan Sri Ramana Maharshi. 1908, 28 years plus, January to March, stays at Pachayaman Koil with Ganapati Muni and others, returns to Virupaksha Cave, translates into Tamil prose Adi Shankara's Viveka Chutamani and Drig Drishya Viveka, 1911, 31 years plus, first recorded visit of a Westerner, F. H. Humphreys visits Bhagwan, 1912. 32 years plus death experience at Tortoise Rock in the presence of Vasudeva Shastri and others. First celebration of his birthday. Jayanti, in spite of his protests. 1914. 34 years plus composes prayer to Arunachala for mother's recovery from illness. 1915. Song of the Pappadam, written for the sake of mother. The following were also written during Virupaksha Dev's Arunachala Acharamanamalai, Arunachala Padikam, Arunachala Ashtakam, translation of Devika Lothra, translation of Adishankara's hymn to Dakshinamurti, Guru Stuti, Hastamalaka Stotra. 1916, 36 years plus, moves to Skandashram. 1917, 37 years plus, composes Arunachala Pancharatnam in Sanskrit. Mother settles at Skandashram. In the beginning of 1916, mother came to stay, initially with Echammal. Sri Ramana Gita written in Sanskrit by Ganapati Muni. Questions put to Sri Bhagavan between December 1913 and August 1917 on different occasions and his answers. 1922, 42 years plus, May 19, Friday about 8 p.m. Mother's Mahasamadhi, Bhagavan kept his right hand on her heart and his left was on her head. January 3rd, Sri Bhagavan's Jayanti celebrated at Mother's Shrine first time. A week before the Jayanti, Sri Bhagavan came to visit the shrine as usual on his daily walk and stayed on. 1924, 44 years plus, 26th June, about 11:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Robbery at the ashram. Bhagavan receives blow on his left thigh. 1926, 46 years plus, stopped going round the hill. Old hall constructed had to be dismantled in May 1986, and after 6 months of sustained meticulous work, the renovated old hall was reopened at 7 a.m. on 5th of December 1986. Old devotees declared interior decor and outside appearance now look absolutely the same. From old structure, major portions of Kadapa slab, flooring, doors, windows, wooden trusses, rafters and tiles have been reused. 1927, 47 years plus, April 24, composes Atmavidya, composes Upadesa Saram in Tamil, Telugu, Sanskrit and Malayalam. 1928, 48 years plus, composes, completes Ulladu Narpudu in Tamil and Malayalam, Sat Darshanam. 1930, Ganapati Muni translates Sat Darshanam into Sanskrit. 1933, 53 years plus, translates into Tamil De Agamas Sarvajnanodharam Atma Sakshatkara. 1936, 56 years plus, translates into Malayalam Sri Ramana Gita. 1936, 56 years plus, translates into Malayalam Sri Ramana Gita. 1939, 59 years plus, September 1, Thursday, foundation laid by Bhagavan for the Matru Bodheshwara temple. 1940, 60 years plus, selects 42 verses from the Bhagavad Gita, now entitled The Song Celestial, and translates them into Tamil and Malayalam. October 5, Bhagavan stops eating pan, bitter leaf. 1941, 61 years plus, before May 19, Bhagavan stops going to kitchen to help. 1945, 65 years plus, January 25, foundation of new hall, June 5th, cornerstone laid in presence of Bhagavan. 1945, 65 years plus, January 25th, foundation of new hall, June 5th, cornerstone laid in presence of Bhagavan. 1946, 66 years plus, September 1, golden jubilee celebration of Bhagavan's arrival in Arunachala. New hall in front of Sri Matrubudeshwara temple construction. 1947, 67 years plus, February, composes Ekatma Panchakam in Telugu and Tamil. 1948, 68 years plus, June 18, Cow Lakshmi attains Nirvana, translates into Tamil, Atma Bodha of Adi Shankara, 1949, 69 years plus, March 14, the brief ceremony was over by 9 p.m. when Maharishi was taken to open the new big hall attached to the temple. Being too weak to turn the colossal key of the door, the young Sthapati turned it for him. He was taken directly to the inner temple and helped over the short flight of steps and made to touch the stone Sri Chakra, which stands immediately behind the Lingam, as the symbol of the creative power latent in the formless spirit, Chit. He was then taken out and made to sit for the first time on the stone couch in the new temple hall, which was covered with red velvet cushions. March 17, Thursday, Kumbhabhishekam of Matrubhudeshwara temple in the presence of Bhagawan. June 1st, new hall adjoining Mother's temple declared open. 1950, 70 years plus, April 14, Friday, Brahman Nirvana of Bhagawan at 8:47 p.m. At that moment, a shooting star, vividly luminous, coming from the south, the present Nirvana room, and moving slowly northward across the sky and disappearing behind the peak of Arunachala, was observed by many in various parts of India.